AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Air Products prints a 52-week high on 9.4 million shares, but Crusher has not fully confirmed the move. APD jumped 13.8% in the week to 3rd July, closing almost exactly at its 52-week peak, with volume 1.5 times the 13-week average. The weekly trend signal remains active, although market dynamics is still below zero. Research brief. Air Products and Chemicals closed at $314.02 after a powerful weekly move that put the stock 13.1% above its weekly trend line and 16.6% above ShareMaestro fair value. The move stands out inside a weak basic materials sector and a steadier specialty chemicals industry. But the setup remains balanced rather than clean because activity pressure is negative and valuation cushion has narrowed. Key points. 1. APD rose 13.8% for the latest week and finished at 99.9% of its 52-week range, essentially on the $314 three high. 2. Volume reached 9.4 million shares, 1.5x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving the price move a stronger participation stamp than recent weeks. 3. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 16-week streak, and price sits 13.1% above the 277.8 trend line. 4. Market dynamics is mixed. Activity pressure is negative at -0.16, while relative strength has improved to 3.78. 5. Sector context is uneven, with U.S. basic materials weak on breadth and returns, while U.S. specialty chemicals shows firmer trend and activity breadth. A range top break with volume behind it. Air Products and Chemicals delivered the clearest price action in its recent file, rising 13.8% in the week to 3rd July and closing at $314.2, just below the $314.3 52-week high. The stock is now 13.1% above its 277.8 weekly trend line and 16.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $269.5, leaving the chart constructive but less forgiving after the move. Participation improved sharply. Latest volume was 9.4 million shares against a 13-week average of 6.1 million and a 52-week average of 6.3 million, a 1.5x ratio on both measures. That matters because the prior 3 weeks showed softer price action with elevated but negative returns, including -0.9% on 8.6 million shares in the week to 26 June. Trend signal remains active, but the setup is not one-sided. The ShareMaestro read is balanced, with a composite score of 67. The trend backdrop is active and has now run for 16 weeks, with 19 active weeks across the 52-week window. Momentum is positive across the main periods: 11.9% over 4 weeks, 5.2% over 12 weeks, 26.2% over 26 weeks, and 9.8% over 52 weeks. The caution is in market dynamics. Activity pressure is still negative at -0.16, so the move does not yet have a full fresh pressure confirmation. Relative strength is better at 3.78 after being negative through much of June, placing APD in the 97.8th percentile among 224 U.S. basic materials peers for the latest weekly return. But the pressure reading argues for some restraint in interpreting the breakout. Specialty chemicals gives more support than basic materials. APD's move was unusual in a sector that was otherwise soft. U.S. basic materials averaged a -0.3% weekly return, -1.4% over 4 weeks, and -6.0% over 12 weeks. Sector breadth also looks thin, with only 41.0% of names in active weekly trends, 37.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 39.0% showing positive relative strength. The industry picture is better. U.S. specialty chemicals averaged -0.7% for the week, and -1.2% over 4 weeks, but the 12-week industry return was positive at 2.3%. More importantly, industry breadth is firmer, with 60.0% trend breadth and 65.5% positive market dynamics breadth, although relative strength breadth is still below half, at 47.3%. APD ranked first for the week in both its sector and industry groups. Risk has shifted from repair to extension. The immediate risk is no longer whether the stock can regain its range, but whether it can hold a high-level advance without a pressure fade. APD's 32-week weekly return volatility is 4.2%, above the 52-week level of 3.6%, and the one-year up-down split is slightly negative at 25 positive weeks versus 27 downside weeks. The average gain of 2.9% has exceeded the average loss of -2.2%, but the frequency skew still shows a stock that has had to work through repeated pullbacks. What to watch next is straightforward: whether price can remain near the 52-week high, whether activity pressure moves back above zero, and whether volume can stay at or above the 1.5x participation mark. The 277.8 trend line remains the key weekly regime reference if the range top move starts to reverse. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.